Hello, my name is Denis Kondratenko, and today I will talk about the OpenSUSE Way as a full Wayland desktop environment based on Sway. I used to work at SUSE for some time, now I work at Percona, but still I support some of the packages in OpenSUSE and I use Tumbleweed really well, and I'm a huge fan of the OpenSUSE Tumbleweed rolling release. If you want to contact me, you can send me email, or on GitHub you can open issues or something, or maybe even on Discord you can contact me there. I'm an OpenSUSE community as well. What is the OpenSUSE way, right? I had a talk before about it, so you can find it on my GitHub IO page. The last year on the, let's say, on this conference, and you can find out the basics, what is that, how it works, etc. After that, we actually created the portal when there are much more extensive information, what kind of packages it includes and how it configures. In the basic, it tries to create the desktop environment. It's probably really good stuff for the beginners that are starting with the Tiling Windows Manager and maybe have some issues to start it from scratch. This provides you everything and then you can customize it. It has login manager, status bar pre-configured, the notifications, as well as the Sway itself. It actually consists from a couple of parts. One is a lot of the config files, and some of the config files, and also the spec files which lives in OBS. It's a pattern that's preset up the needed packages as well as the OpenSUSE way itself. So that's lives on GitHub and in the OBS, how it looks like on the system. It's just the Sway config file, the standard one that lives in etc, as well as includes your own directory for customization, and the system one, the desktop environment, which set up some of the more controls for you, like rising the volume, some of the special key bindings, some of the themes, the notificator, and for example here is a Polkit GNOME authentication agent which allows you to run as a privileged user. For example, you're running some application that requires the privileges and it will pop up and ask you permissions, like ask you a password. And let's talk about what is new since last time. So the new stuff here is for example, there was the community contribution. There is new a status indicator about the packages, how many packages needs to be updated, so it queries it and shows it on here. And also if you click on that, it will run zippered up to update the packages. It will ask you if you would like to proceed all of that stuff. So this actually done in Waybar, so you can see this just queries number of packages and indicates it, and when you click it, it runs the terminal and just do the update the repos and then do the zipper dump. Another feature that was added is the Gritter supports the GTK styles now, and we we added the styles here to match all the experience, so you see the background and kind of your style of OpenSUSE way. So you can log in into your into the Sway. Another big topic for the Sway and Wayland in general is the sharing the screen applications during the Zoom calls or other video conferences you would like to share the screen. Not all of the applications support Wayland natively, or not all the protocols. For example, Zoom doesn't support the Sway out of the box, but we can override that or just like overcome that with using the loopback device. So I set it up the loopback module in my system, which allows me to share some of the screen or part of the screen, all the screen through the video device that's presented as video camera to the system. So to do that, you just need to install the kernel module for that, as well as utils are really handsome to actually find the which device you use. So for that you need to load that module, or you can probably start it up automatically. I'm doing that by hand when I need it. After loading, you can start the recording, and for that I use VF Recorder, which can share part of the screen or full screen. So it's understand the Wayland protocol, and what it does, it actually outputs the selected region. And here I have just pressed it, I have it set it up, right? I know which part of the screen I'm sharing in my Tiling windows, so I just set that geometry over here, and I'm sharing this resolution. And for Zoom it works the best, I think. There are some glitches, depends how Zoom scales the image, so you can experiment and find out by yourself. There are a couple of needed keys for the loopback device. Those are important, and you can find them on the VF Recorder page. And here is the output, right? It's where you streaming. This is, should be a loopback device. And to find out the loopback device, you can use the CTL tool, which you can just list devices. And you can see that's the virtual camera or loopback is set up on the dev video zero. I have my external camera as well as integrated one. Now when we set up, like we have ability to stream the part of the screen through the video camera interface, we need Zoom to work, right? And Zoom out of the box doesn't support Sway. So we set up the Sway, actually set up this environment, XDG desktop environment. So it's shows the Sway, right? And Zoom doesn't know about that. Let's run Zoom, and you can see that it runs, it's fine, it can actually share my video. I won't share it, but when you push the screen, it has the error message that it supports it only on NOM. So I dig it a little bit further, and I found out that it actually can be really easily fixed, right? So I just, instead of setting this, so I just override this environment for Zoom, and that makes it think that's NOM. So let's run Zoom again. And you can See now, if I push share screen, it's actually have the shared dialog. And here it's like you use the content of second camera, which will be loopback device. Right now I use it for this streaming, but it will be essentially the same. So I will just stream this part of the screen. So you can share with Zoom and everything works as expectedly. So it can share. If you do not use Flatpak, just prepend this environment and run Zoom like that. It will work, or you can replace that in desktop file if you would like to. But some of the applications actually support the screen sharing from natively, right? For example, Jitsi. Jitsi supports the screen sharing out of the box with Firefox. So that's, you can see that's like I'm just sharing the same part of the video, and on my left side is my OBS, on my right side you see the part of the screens I'm sharing. So this shares the full screen, which in my case is quite big. So the resolution is too big to share the full. I mean, it's not too big, you can share that, but you don't need that. I use Flatpak quite extensively, and everything works for me, like OBS Studio where I record in days, the Slack video works, everything works, then the Zoom, Telegram, so these XDG portals, the Flatpak works really well. What is next? Next is we have this project. And we try and plan what we are doing. I would like to add the OpenSUSE way into the installator, but for that I probably will need to add some tests. So it's some kind of for long time and backlog, but eventually maybe I would find time, or maybe someone will contribute that. I think we will just continue to support the people, ask questions, open the issues, and bit further we'll try to improve the UI UX for the OpenSUSE way, maybe adding some application scripts to do some stuff automatically as better desktop environment. We also plan to go to user ETC. There are some issues, so we need to do that. And that's more or less it for community. Another stuff that is in long there is what maybe needs to be fixed is just like how to enable GridD as the default display manager. Currently it's done by hand. I think that's because the OpenSUSE, it's for sure OpenSUSE used the XDM actually as default display manager. It set up in the preset that actually XDM provides the display manager service. And that's a default, and you need XDM, and I actually don't like to add it because it's full valent and I don't look like X anywhere. I even tried to maybe figure out has some RFC how to fix that in the OpenSUSE, but I mean this is just how OpenSUSE works. It's used the alternatives instead, update alternatives instead of the systemd, and XDM service actually figure out which display manager to check, and you can actually figure out this in the documentation. I would like to add GridD to preset, but that's not possible currently. Maybe the Fedora does it differently, maybe we should do that way, but anyway this is not critical to add. So I would like to thank the community, that people that contributed or opened the issues with suggestions or with notice. Thank you everyone. Use OpenSUSE way, try it, use open source, use Sway, Tiling Windows Manager and Valent. Thank you, bye bye.